Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Here are two basic truths. We all love when the stock market makes us money. We all hate paying taxes on those profits. But you still have almost 2 months to get your investment tax planning in order, so today we have a guest that may be able to help. Les Detterbeck is a chartered financial analyst, and he's also a certified financial planner and a CPA, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Charleston, South Carolina. Les, welcome.
Thank you so much, Mike. Good to speak with you today.
So let's go ahead and dive right into these tips. What's number one?
Well, number one is that you should do each year some tax loss harvesting. Go through your portfolio and look at the unrealized losses and go ahead and harvest those losses by selling the security so that those losses can come into your tax return for that given year. Of course, the objective will be to offset capital gains that you would have during the year, with the result being that you'll have little or no net capital gains to show on your tax return.
You have a limit, though, if you don't have any gains to offset your losses, on how much you can take in losses, right?
That's exactly right, Mike. You have a $3,000 limit. Now, again, what can happen this year, because we've had in the month of October some fairly substantial pullbacks and corrections, you could go ahead and get some losses, harvest those this year, because you might need them next year. So that would not be a bad strategy.
And does your tax bracket matter?
The tax bracket does matter, because the capital gains tax rate is generally 15%. However, for a lower income level, it's 0%, and for the higher brackets, it's 20%. And of course, I'm only referring to the federal tax. There's South Carolina tax as well.
All right, what's next?
The next thing, Mike, is that part of the overall tax planning is always to look at both asset allocation and asset location. There are three types of investment accounts. There are taxable accounts, tax-deferred accounts, 401ks and your IRA accounts, and their tax-exempt account. Perhaps the most important of these would be Roth accounts. It makes a real difference in terms of where the assets are located to get the real tax efficiency from your investments. You typically want to have your stock or equities in a taxable account, because any gains are typically taxed at the capital gains rates. On the other hand, bonds and fixed income, you pay ordinary income tax rates. Therefore, those are typically located in tax-deferred accounts. So therefore, the most efficient overall asset allocation is to put stock and equities in taxable accounts and fixed income and alternatives in tax-deferred accounts.
And I heard you mention Roth IRAs. Is there anything specific there that we should know about for tax planning?
Yes, Roth assets are tax exempt, which means that they are the most valuable assets you can own. Furthermore, Roth accounts, unlike IRAs, do not require minimum distributions when you and or your spouse reach 70 and a half. Upon your passing, the beneficiaries of Roth accounts can stretch them and continue this program of growth without taxation over their lifetimes. So what you want to do with your Roth assets, because they are the most tax-efficient investment you have, is to have them in an asset allocation that allows for the best growth consistent with your asset allocation.
And we have time for one more tip. What do you have?
My last and final strategy tip would be do an income tax projection. Either do that yourself or work with your CPA, get a meeting set up and go in and talk to them. You need to look at it, particularly in 2018. The big tax reform at the end of 2017 made some significant changes for 2018. You want to look at your income, your deductions, tax brackets, and estimated taxes. Two principal reasons, Mike. One, a projection will help you minimize surprises and penalties. And number two, hopefully you'll come up with some tax savings ideas, some of which you may need to put into effect before December 31st.
Well, Les, thank you so much for the information and your time today.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Les Dederbeck is a chartered financial analyst, certified financial planner, and CPA, and he spoke to us by phone from his office in Charleston, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.